What happens after the most significant event in human history? I'm Chris Montgomery, senior pastor at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama, and welcome to Fraser 365. Today we're in a study called Victory, a journey from the cross to Pentecost. Our prayer is that through God's Word, you'll come to a greater knowledge today of what it means to be a disciple of Christ and live in the victory of His resurrection power.
Welcome to Day 17 of From the Cross to Pentecost. Today's devotional is titled, Repent. C. Peter Wagner says, "Repentance means turning away from sin, changing the mind, and turning toward God. This is what is needed to become a disciple of Jesus." Our text for today is Acts 2, 14a and 36 through 41. "But Peter, standing with the 11, lifted up his voice and addressed them. 'Let all the house of Israel therefore know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified.' Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, 'Brothers, what shall we do?' And Peter said to them, 'Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you, and for your children, and for all who are far off, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to himself.' And with many other words he bore witness and continued to exhort them, saying, 'Save yourselves from this crooked generation.' So those who received his word were baptized, and there were added that day about 3,000 souls." Some thoughts to consider. Today begins the third week after Jesus' resurrection. Acts 2, 36 through 41 continues the sermon Peter preached at Pentecost. We looked at the previous section of this message on day 10. John Stott provides excellent commentary on this section of Peter's discourse as follows. In Acts 2:36, Peter concludes that all Israel should now be assured that this Jesus, whom they had repudiated and crucified, God had made both Lord and Christ. Not, of course, that Jesus became Lord and Christ only at the time of his ascension, for he was and claimed to be both throughout his public ministry. It is rather that now God exalted him to be in reality and power what he already was by right. In Acts 2:37-39, Luke now describes the crowd's response to Peter's sermon, together with Peter's reply. Cut to the heart, that is, convicted of sin and conscience-stricken, Peter's hearers asked anxiously what they should do in verse 37. Peter replied that they must repent, completely changing their mind about Jesus and their attitude to him, and be baptized in his name. This would be a clear public demonstration of their repentance and of their faith in him. Though Peter does not specifically call on the crowd to believe, they evidently did so, since they are termed believers in verse 44. And in any case, repentance and faith involve each other, the turn from sin being impossible without the turn to God, and vice versa. See John 3:19. Then they would receive two free gifts of God, the forgiveness of their sins and the gift of the Holy Spirit, to regenerate, indwell, unite, and transform them. For they must not imagine that the Pentecostal gift was for the apostles alone, or for the 120 disciples who had waited 10 days for the Spirit to come, or for any elitist group, or even for that nation or that generation alone. God had placed no such limitations on his offering gift. On the contrary, in verse 39, the promise, or the gift of the Spirit, see chapter 1, verse 4, and chapter 2, verse 33, was for them also, who were listening to Peter, and for their children of the next and subsequent generations. The gifts of God are coextensive with the call of God. After Peter's sermon, 3,000 souls were saved. When the Holy Spirit is working through the message of God's servant, great things happen. The Holy Spirit cuts to the heart and reveals sin. When people repent of their sins and turn to God through faith, salvation occurs. Stott shares these words about the essential need for the Holy Spirit in the life of every believer. Without the Holy Spirit, Christian discipleship would be inconceivable, even impossible. There can be no life without the life-giver, no understanding without the Spirit of truth, no fellowship without the unity of the Spirit, no Christ-likeness of character apart from his fruit, and no effective witness without his power. As a body without breath is a corpse, so the church without the Spirit is dead. This journey from the cross to Pentecost takes us from where the penalty of sin was paid for to the power of the Holy Spirit available for whoever puts their faith in Jesus Christ. Some questions to consider. How does the Holy Spirit convict your heart of sin? How would you define biblical repentance? Why is repentance so necessary for salvation? If you haven't yet entered into a personal relationship with Jesus, please contact us for more information at info@frazier.church. Thanks for joining us today.